He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, April 24th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour here on the Salem Wall Street Network, heard in many cities across America. What do we got going on here today? Well, not much. The Dow is down 9 points right now, but it remains at or near an all-time high. It's at 14,709. We've got the S&P up a whopping 80 cents. 1579, once again, at or near all-time highs. We've got the NASDAQ down 4 right now. We're at 3,265. Hey, I thought Apple was supposed to blow out earnings last night and get this NASDAQ going. Now, who's the guy that's been saying Apple is dead money for a long time? And it remains dead money. More on that in a bit. The euro falling just a little bit here. We're at 1.29. The 10-year yield is about where it's been for the last few weeks here. It's at 1.70, which obviously is good news for mortgage borrowers, for people looking to buy, car buyers, etc. Interest rates remain dirt cheap. We have gold making its biggest move in quite some time. It's up $21 per ounce today. Gold is at $1,430 per ounce. Oil is up 71 cents this morning. Oil is at $89.89. So very tepid reaction to Apple's news. In fact, the stock is basically flat here in early trading. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, I've been saying for quite some time that Apple is dead money. I was on CNBC several months ago, and I was asked about my article that I wrote for MarketWatch saying that Apple was dead money. In fact, it's been dead money since about $650 per share. I sold it at $637. As you know, I require three things in a stock. Is that asking too much? Just three things, you know. That she can cook, that she can, you know, do the... No, I'm just kidding. Number one, it has to be undervalued. Well, I think you could make a very strong argument right now. I can make a strong argument that Apple is undervalued right now. In fact, as I picked up my local newspaper yesterday, one of the lead articles was Apple is grossly undervalued here and should be bought. That's the question. If it's undervalued only, should it be bought? What do you mean by that? Well, there's two more criteria that I require. And I explained this to the host on CNBC. I said, you know what? I also require performance out of my stock. And of course they came back with the argument, well, this is one of the top performing stocks of the last 10 years, Gunderson. What's wrong with that performance? But you know what? In my system, in the formulas that I developed, in the app that I invented, I measure short-term performance, I measure intermediate-term performance, and I measure long-term performance. Okay, I'll agree that the long-term performance over the last 10 years at 50% per year puts it right up there with one of the best, as one of the top stocks of the decade. Over the last 5 years, it's had phenomenal performance, 20% per year. But let's look at the short-term performance. Over the last 12 months, Apple is down 28%. The market is up 15%. So over the last year, Apple has trailed the market by 43 percentage points. That's not alpha. whatever the inverse of alpha is, that's what that is. It's underperformed the market big time. Over the last 3 months, Apple is down 21%. The market is up 6%. Over the last 1 month, Apple is down 12%. The market is up 1%. So over the last 12 months, 3 months, 1 month combined, Apple gets a momentum grade of F. Okay? Requirement number two, performance. Now argue to me that Apple has performance right now. No, it doesn't have performance right now. It has a momentum grade, which measures the last 12 months. I mean, it's not like just the last couple of days here. The last 12 months, it gets a momentum grade of F. All right, so we've got one out of two. The third requirement is the chart. I never buy stocks that are in downtrends. Apple broke its trend line back in the 650 area. And has never looked back. Or should I say, it's never looked up. The only way Apple has looked since that point in time is down. You can look it up in my newsletter. I had a big position in Apple. I made a big profit in Apple. I called it the cheapest stock in the market. Oh, September, I believe, of last year. Wrote it up. Made the big money from 390 up to 650. Well, Gunderson, you bought it before when it was undervalued. Why don't you buy it this time now that it's undervalued once again? When it was undervalued last time, it also had performance. And it also had a healthy stock chart. In fact, if I go back 1 year ago today, Apple was ranked number 27 overall. In my Best Stocks Now app. It was one of the top stocks in the entire market at that time. If I go back 6 months ago, it was number 57. 2 months ago, it was number 1,000. 3 months ago, it was number 362. This obviously points out something that I think is very, very important. You have to have a sell discipline. You have to know when the sentiment turns sour on a stock, when the chart turns sour on the stock, when the performance starts lagging. I'm a believer that you can't hold on to just one leg of the stool, that being value. Where has that gotten you, holding on to that value? And all the way down, I've seen one analyst after another come onto the financial networks, write articles in the financial publications, tweet out the message that Apple must be bought here. All the way from 700, all the way down to 400. And they've been wrong. Because they've been staking their claim on one leg of the stool, valuation. For that very reason, I made my Best Stocks Now app take into account valuation. It's very important, but also performance. There's just too many value traps out there. I've invested in value traps. I've invested in stocks that I just knew in my gut were undervalued, and someday that value would be recognized, and they continued to sink lower. I learned that I don't like buying stocks just based on value. I like a little performance with my value. In fact, performance is a big part of my equation. Not a little part of my equation, a big part of my equation. Value is also a big part of my equation. Apple lacks completely the performance side of the equation. The value is there. Will Apple get its performance back at some point in time? I believe it will. I believe that Apple will eventually do a Netflix. I've been saying this for a long time. What's a Netflix? A Netflix is this. Netflix finally found a bottom. Go look at a one-year chart of Netflix. Netflix was so out of favor, nobody wanted to own it. They doubled their subscriptions. Subscriptions fled like cockroaches when the lights come on. The stock got hammered down to the 50s after being one of the biggest winners of all time. But what did Netflix eventually do? It found a bottom. Finally found that bottom where it had shaken out all of the people, all of the angry investors. It went sideways. It broke out to the upside. It got its performance back. It's got its mojo back. Look at it now. Apple will do that at some point in the future. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door is blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. You know, I know a lot of you out there are income investors, and this is a very, very difficult environment for income investors. You know, I'm going to have to check down in the lobby of our building. We have a Chase branch. I don't know what CD rates are right now. I don't know that I've ever bought a CD in my life, but I know a lot of folks depend on some kind of a fixed income from their investments. A lot of people go the route of buying their state's muni bonds because they get double tax-free returns on their money. But there's other forms of income. You take some of these mutual funds that are called income funds, and you look inside of them, and you find out that they own lots of different income-producing vehicles. There's also funds called growth and income funds. These are stocks or REITs or MLPs, whatever, that pay juicy dividends. In today's world, you know, when you take a look at a 1.70 10-year yield, and you take a look at the CD rates that are out there right now, if you can find stocks that are paying, you know, 4, 5, 6% dividend yield, that's pretty attractive. And the first thing you have to understand, obviously, is that you have to take a little bit more risk to get that 4, 5, 6%, right? Okay? I mean, your CD is guaranteed. It's going to, you're going to buy it at $1 a share, and someday you're going to cash it in at $1 per share. You're not going to make any capital appreciation on your CD. Just a little bit of income. I personally like the best of both worlds. I like income, and I like a little bit of capital appreciation if I can get it on top of my income. For that very reason, I have a model portfolio that has about 20 to 30 positions in it at any given point in time that possesses the very best examples of those kinds of stocks. Stocks that offer a good dividend. In fact, the average stock in that portfolio pays a dividend yield of 6.2%. On top of that, since inception, it's also averaged about 4% in capital appreciation per year. So when you total those together, it's averaged a total return of about 10.1% since inception, which I believe we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary of the inception of that portfolio. And I continue to find stocks that I like that offer that dividend yield that's attractive to me and also that chance for capital appreciation. Now, this one here is one that I've recently purchased. I've watched it over the years. It's always kind of baffled me. It's really a unique stock. I don't know of any other stock out there like it. What do? They originate, they acquire, and they service loans that finance taxicab medallions and other commercial business. The name of the stock is Medallion Financial. You want to start your own little taxi cab business? Give these guys a call. Let's see where they're headquartered. They're headquartered in New York, New York. Well, that makes sense. The home of taxi cabs. Give them a call at 212-328-2100 and say you want to start a little taxi cab and you need a loan to get your taxi cab business going. You say, man, that doesn't sound like a very strong business model to me. Well, this thing currently pays a dividend yield of 6.2%. The symbol of the stock is taxi. That ought to be easy to remember. Just think of Harry Nilsson. Not Harry Nilsson. What am I thinking? That was, who sang taxi? Harry Nilsson. No. Not the other guy that passed away. Harry Nilsson, that's who sang it. Anyways, I loved that song. And I loved the sequel to Taxi. Riding in my taxi. I think every guy in America knows some of the punchlines in that particular song. Riding in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. Right? Harry Chapin. What am I thinking? You know what? It's tough getting old. I knew it was a Harry. guy. And Harry Chapin was a great songwriter, by the way. I thought he was anyways. Taxi is a $304 million company. It's a small cap. This would be considered a small cap value stock, I suppose. Small cap value is one of the top asset classes in the entire market. Now, how has it done over the years? Over the last 10 years, Harry Chapin's little taxi stock has delivered 19.1% per year to investors. Every time you see someone getting in a cab in New York City, you say, yes, I've got a piece of that. 19.1%. It's tripled the returns of the market, more than tripled, almost quadrupled the returns of the market over the last 5 years. 10 years. 10 years. Okay, you're doubling your money every 3.5 years in this stock. Will it continue to do that? We'll see. Over the last 5 years, Taxi has delivered 20% per year. The market's only delivered 2.7. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 30% per year. It's tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, Taxi is up 41%. The market's only up 15 over the last 12 months. It's beaten the market from a percentage point of view, from a performance point of view, over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, over the last 1 year. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A-. It gets a momentum grade of A-. It passes the performance test. That's the test that Apple fails so miserably right now. Gunderson, are you saying I should buy Taxi instead of Apple? Well, I'll let you make your own decision. How about a valuation point of view on Taxi? How much is this stock? How much do we have to pay for it? It's $14 a share. Isn't that how much we have to pay for it? Yeah, but that's not the real price tag. The real price tag is how many times earnings do we have to pay for the stock? About 12 times earnings. It's expected to grow by about 10% per year, this Taxi business. I have a 5-year target price of $21 per share. The stock's currently at 14. You throw in that 6% dividend, and the stock has ample upside potential going forward. Are there any guarantees it will reach that target price that I've set for it? No. But it has a pretty strong track record that has delivered the goods over the years. It even held up a lot better in 2008 when the market was down 38%. It was only down 17%, so it's got a bit of a defensive nature to it also. Out of 3,316 stocks that I follow, Taxi comes in at number 62. Don't forget that third leg of the stool is stock chart. I like a healthy stock chart. When I look at the stock chart of Taxi, what do I see? I see a chart that's getting high and hitting new highs and not getting stoned. Medallion Financial, Taxi. T-A-X-I. Maybe we'll come back with some Taxi music, Harry Chapin, if we can find it. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light.
Oh, that's a great song.
Away you're going to my
That is not a bad stock. Taxi. Have you ever heard anybody on any of the financial channels ever talk about Taxi? No. You got to listen to the Best Stocks Now Radio. How did I find it? I found it through my app, the Best Stocks Now app, which is ranked number 13 in the world today in financial, amongst financial apps, as far as the top grossing financial apps. You can pick it up at your local app store. either on the Google Marketplace or in the Apple Store. It's the best stocks now app, doggone it. Okay, we have an article today out on the MarketWatch. It's right there on the front page of MarketWatch. It's about a consumer staple. Okay, let's take a look at where consumer staples are right now in the overall scheme of things. Last time I looked, they were one of the top sectors in the entire market. So we go to the Best Stocks Now app, we click on staples. We click on sectors. Sector rankings. Number one ranked sector right now, biotech. It's having a little bit of a sell-off today. It's kind of overdue for that. Number two ranked sector in the entire market, consumer staples sector. What's a consumer staple? Well, it's something you need no matter what, like toothpaste. I know some people that don't seem to need it. Or like deodorant. Again, I know some people. But you know what? It's most people. Come heck or high water, unemployed or employed, bad economy, good economy, people still have to buy their consumer staples. And that continues to be one of the best sectors in the entire market. There's not much value left in any of these consumer staple stocks. As I look at the consumer staple stock, which I guess would be Procter & Gamble, as of yesterday, it was hitting new all-time highs. As I look at Johnson & Johnson, another big maker of consumer staples, it's hitting new all-time highs. But one that's little known, yeah, Best Stocks Now Radio Hours, famous for bringing you those little known, those restaurants that you got to drive a little bit to and you got to look for a little bit. Not the chain restaurant on the corner that serves plastic food from a plastic menu made by a computer in Milwaukee. No, the little artisan place on the corner, right, that makes the homemade pasta and the ravioli and the bread. And it smells like garlic when you walk in, and it's fantastic. People would drive for miles to eat there. That's the kind of places I bring to you here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. For this one, we're going to go to Irvington, New York. Boy, there's a lot of companies headquartered in New York. No wonder they take in so many taxes and dream up so many laws and rules, and they got too much money and too much time on their hands. I can't even get a Big Gulp in New York City anymore. And I can't get a hot chocolate in a styrofoam cup anymore. What the heck? But if I got a wart, I can pull into my local drugstore and pick up some Wartner. Wartner is one of the brands made by Prestige Brands Holdings. This is a small cap consumer staple. They market over-the-counter sore throat drugs, liquid bandages, wart remover, household cleaning products, and other items. Sounds like all consumer staples to me. Well, it takes a lot more than just a good wart remover for me to make it onto my Best Stocks Now list. And by the way, this is a stock that I own in my portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. Prestige Brands, once again, is a $1.36 billion market cap company. It's a small cap. Small caps have been a good place to be here in 2013. They're softening up just a little bit, but they're still a good place to be. They're still one of the top asset classes. It sure beats gold. It sure beats silver. It sure beats emerging market stocks. I'll stick with my small caps for now. In addition to that, as we look at the equities sector, we know that one of the top sectors, in fact, the number two sector, and it's been at the top or at or near the top for a long, long time, is the consumer staple sector, which Prestige Brands is in. You know, I've seen all kinds of consumer staple stocks breaking out. I saw Estee Lauder breaking out the other day. I saw, what's the other one? Tupperware breaking out the other day. course, Johnson & Johnson's been hitting new highs. Procter & Gamble, until they reported earnings, was hitting new highs. Consumer staples continue to do very well. And Prestige Brands continues to do very well. In fact, so well that over the last 5 years, while the market's been lollygagging around at 2.7% per year, Wartner, the maker of Wartner, we should make them a sponsor of the show. This show is brought to you by Wartner. When I get a wart, I grab for Wartner. That would be a good one. This stock has averaged 25% per year over the last 5 years, which is about 10 times what the market's delivered. And it's gotten rid of your warts. Maybe you got warts in your portfolio, like Apple, like gold, other poor performing stocks. Over the last 3 years, Prestige Brand has been delivering 40% per year while the market's been averaging about 9. That's almost 5 times, 4 to 5 times better than the market. Over the last 12 months, the maker of Wartner is up 54%. That's more than triple what the market's done. This one gets a momentum grade of A. What was the momentum grade on Apple again? Do I have to remind you? It's F. Okay? That's a big difference. This one's got the wind at its back. The other one's got the wind in its face. Big time. Performance passes the performance test with flying colors. Now we have to look at valuation. Valuation's very critical in my mind. And like we said earlier in the show, Apple is dripping with value, but it's completely flunking out in the performance side of the equation. I like both. My Investor's Business Daily gives me all the performance stocks, but it doesn't have anything to say about their valuations. My subscriptions to other publications give me the deep value stocks, but it doesn't say anything about performance. I'm in the middle. I'm an independent. I like performance and I like value. And thirdly, I like a good, strong stock chart. Okay, let's look at the valuation of Prestige Brands. It's currently trading at 16 times forward earnings. It's expected to grow by about 16% per year. When we divide those numbers into one another, we come up with the PEG ratio of 1.03. So certainly we're not paying a whole lot. PEG ratio is one important measure of valuation. And at 1.03, that's not bad. When I take the current or the earnings estimates for next year of Prestige Brands and I carry them out by 16% per year, I get a target price of almost $50 on the stock, and it's currently trading at 26. In my book, it has lots of upside potential. In my book, it passes the performance test with flying colors. In my book, it passes the valuation test with flying colors. Lastly, is that all-important visual check before it goes out the door. Prestige Brands has a very strong stock chart right now. In fact, it's been hitting new highs ever since, about October of last year. When I consider the 3,316 stocks that I have to choose from, believe it or not, this simple little company that makes wart remover, liquid bandages, household cleaning products, and other items comes in at number 7. You know, and this is another point. It's not always the glamorous stocks that are at the top. Apple is a sexy stock, but it's not at the top right now, is it? Instead, it's a wart remover stock. That ought to tell you something. Number 7 overall. And a holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be back for the final story of the day.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
If you run a small business, imagine how you'd feel if one of your computers crashed or was stolen. Think how damaging it would be. Your important company files could be lost forever. That's why Carbonite, the company that made online backup simple, secure, and affordable, created Carbonite Pro Online Backup. It's a backup plan specifically designed for small businesses just like yours. With just one account, all of your PCs will be backed up automatically whenever they're connected to the Internet. Files are encrypted and stored at a safe offsite location, so when a computer disaster does happen, you'll get your files back easily. With Carbonite Pro, there's one centralized dashboard to monitor the backup status across all of your PCs. Plus, there's just one monthly bill, and prices start at only $10 a month. Don't wait. Make Carbonite Pro the backup plan for your small business. Try the full service free for 1 month. There's no credit card required. Go to CarbonitePro.com today to get started. That's CarbonitePro.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson out here on the West Coast, the financial capital of Southern California, deep Southern California, San Diego. You know what? Hey, I'm far away from the noise of the taxis in New York and all of the M&A activity going on that slants people's opinions and views and taints things back on Wall Street. I don't like all that. I like being independent out here, not in discussions or with any particular, absolutely no publicly traded companies. I'm just looking for the best stocks that I can possibly find to invest in. We've talked about the Apple conundrum, wherein it's dripping with value, but it's lacking performance in a stock chart, and it remains dead money. And it's been dead money ever since I sold it at $637 per share. We talked about taking a ride in a taxi and how you can invest in the cab fare. As soon as you sit in, you already owe money. Man, what a business. I hate taking cabs. I can't stand to watch the meter. I just can't stand it. I either walk or take a subway or whatever. And I'm not going to get into a cab. Hate those kinds of prices. But apparently a lot of people do because the stock has done wonderful over the years, taxi. 19.2% per year average over the last 5 years. Now, we talked about a consumer staple. You're thinking, oh, it had to be Colgate-Palmolive. It had to be Procter & Gamble. Those are the big consumer. No, we talked about a small cap called Prestige Brands, PBH. Who knows? Maybe it's on the radar of the big guys. I don't know. Maybe they need a wart remover in their portfolio of household brands that they sell, consumer goods, consumer staples. What are we going to talk about last year? You know what? I wrote an article not too long ago about a stock also headquartered on the East Coast, even though we're on the West Coast. Most of these stocks I talk about are on the East Coast. Towano, Virginia, we've talked about it many times, Lumber Liquidators. They operate 256 flooring stores in 46 states and Canada. Their brands include Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood, and Morningstar. I currently don't own the stock. I'm kicking myself. I got a little bit scared about the housing stocks here recently, and I trimmed some of my holdings there. I trimmed my Lumber Liquidators. They reported blowout earnings today. I hate when that happens. And the stock is absolutely exploding to the upside. You can go on to the web, Google my name, Bill Gunderson, Lumber Liquidators. You can read the article I wrote about it within the last 6, 7, 8 weeks, something like that. And talked about the performance, which has been phenomenal. I talked about the valuation, which makes total sense. I talked about the stock chart, which was very strong until it started to roll over just a little bit a while back. I got shaken out of it. You know, that happens from time to time. And now the stock is exploding once again to the upside. I see out of 3,316 stocks that I follow, it currently is number 86. It's a small cap stock at $2 billion. That's a good spot to be, small cap. It's also in that building and construction center sector, which has softened up a bit here recently, but seems to be catching fire once again. Explosive earnings this week. Breakout, huge breakout to new all-time highs. What can I say? It's one of the best small caps in the entire market. It's one of the highest ranked stocks in the building and construction sector. And when I take a look at the entire market, it's one of the top ranked stocks. In fact, so much that it deserves the honor of being called a best stock now. All right, let's talk to Craig Brock. You know, we get GDP later in the week here, Craig. Hey, you know what I wanted to ask you? What did yesterday's flash crash when somebody hacked the White House or the AP's Twitter account and said that there had been a bomb go off at the White House and that President Obama was injured and the market went down? What did that do to the bond market?
Well, that that caused a pullback in yields because money moved into these instruments, these liquidity instruments, but it reversed rather quickly because mortgage rates move on average about every 15 minutes, and this was a contained process that was over in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I just wonder if somebody didn't buy a bunch of S&P options, put out the news, and then cash in those options, and it was all over in about 30 minutes, like you say. Isn't that crazy?
A lot of fraud going on in the market. A lot of fraud going on in general. You have to be vigilant and watch out for these kind of things. We're seeing a scenario with even some of our competitors that put out information that's simply false.
Yeah, and then it drives. Who can you trust anymore? Can we trust Craig Brock? I think so. I've known Craig for a long time. And anytime I have somebody that has a question about their mortgage or wants to, I've sent scores of people to you, Craig.
Oh, absolutely. Our mortgages are delivered directly to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and we deliver the larger mortgages for occupants in Fremont, Campbell, Hayward, Menlo Park, to Credit Suisse. They're a business partner of ours. They reported better than expected earnings this morning. That's where the super jumbo mortgages go. They have to go to Wall Street. Bill, you mentioned a few weeks ago about this Meritage Homes and these and this Lumber Liquidators.
Yep.
Stocks are on fire. The Lumber Liquidators beat on both top and bottom end.
Yep.
This is, in fact, fantastic news.
A flooring stock.
I'm floored.
While Apple's hitting new lows, Lumber Liquidators and my wart remover stock are hitting new highs. It just points out you've got to be out of the wrong stocks and you've got to be in the right stock. Hey, you know, interest rates are behaving themselves. We're at 1.7. It's a good time to give Craig Brock a call. Where can we reach you, Craig?
Range compression on treasuries, if you're paying more than 3% on a 15-year mortgage, you have to call 855-900-3279, CraigBrockMortgage.com.
And I'm PWStreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.